Now, with regard to goal setting, there's two or three concepts that it's important to introduce. Number one is what we call the area of excellence. This is very, very important, and a good deal of research has been done on this subject in the last 3 or 4 years. But basically, the concept of the area of excellence simply says this. Every human being has talents and abilities that float around the average. We are a better driver and a worse cook and a better mother and a worse gardener and a better father and a worse carpenter and so on. But also, it says that every single one of us is endowed by nature with the ability to achieve excellence or outstanding accomplishment in at least one or more specific areas. That every single person is put on the earth for a unique purpose, that nobody is created at random, that every one of us has something valuable and special to contribute to the human race. Every one of us can be excellent, can be outstanding in at least one area, and one of our major responsibilities as an adult is to find our area of excellence and to channel all our energies and abilities into becoming excellent in that one field. We know, for instance, that if we intend to make a living for the rest of our lives, then we have a responsibility to ourselves to develop excellence in at least one area of marketable skill. What astonishes us continuously in talking to people is that many people will work 5 and 10 and 20 years in a field or in a career or in an occupation, and it will never once occur to them that they should take the extra time and put in the extra effort to become excellent in their field of endeavor. The great tragedy of modern life is that most people walk around doing what they do in a mediocre fashion. It never occurs to them how important it is that they become outstanding at something. And the reason why this is so important is that, first of all, the only way that we can have any kind of job security in the course of our life in a rapidly changing society is by becoming outstanding at what we do. The top 20% in every classification in every field are never unemployed. The top 20% are always working and always have complete job and financial security. But more than that is we know that how much we like ourselves, how good we feel about ourselves as human beings, is a vital determinant on how well we do everything in life. It determines the quality of our interpersonal relationships. It determines our levels of health, our energy, our creativity. It determines our levels of stress. And we also know that if a person is not excellent at something, then that person gets up every morning and looks at themselves in the mirror and sees a person who is only mediocre at everything, and that it is impossible to fully like and value and accept ourselves as genuinely important and worthwhile human beings unless we know deep down inside that there is at least one thing in the world that we are good at. And we find again in studying the annals of achievement and the annals of success that every single successful man or woman that has ever made a contribution to the world in any area has found their area of excellence and channeled all their time and talent and ability and energy into becoming outstanding in at least one area, and there are no exceptions to that anywhere. So, in establishing our goals, one of our goals has to be to think in terms of where we can develop excellence. And let me say only two things that can help you decide that. First of all, that you can only become excellent doing what you love to do, and that one of our prime responsibilities is to find what we love to do as adult human beings, and then to spend the time and the effort and expend the energy becoming excellent in that area. And you can tell where your potential area of excellence is by looking at what interests you, looking at what attracts your attention, looking at the sort of things that you would do if you were not being paid for them at all, looking at the sort of things you would do if you had no limitations whatever on your abilities. And I'm going to give you a couple of questions in a few minutes that will help you clarify that area.